November 22nd, 2004. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense. It's a new weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
In spite of all the electronic effects they do drag in, virtuosity has almost become the rule.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Hey, home, I can dig it.
A cool and wet November dawn, and there are no barking sparrows, just emptiness to dwell upon. I fell into a winter slide and ended up the kind of kid who goes down chutes too narrow, just eking out my measly pipe. But I learned fast how to keep my head up, 'cause I know there is this side of me that wants to grab the yoke from the pilot and just fly the whole mess into the sea. Another slow train to the coast, some brand new gory art from way on high. I sink and then I swim all night. I watch the ice melt on the glass while the eloquent young pilgrims pass and leave behind the trail, imploring us all not to fail. Of course I was raised to gather courage from those lofty tales so tried and true, but if you're able, I'd suggest it, 'cause this modern thought can get the best of you. This rather simple epitaph can save your hide, your fallen mind. Fate isn't what we're up against. There's no design, no flaws to find. There's no design, no flaws to find. Know I got this side of me that wants to grab the yoke from the pilot and just fly the whole mess into the sea.
That was The Shins, that was the song Young Pilgrims, and that was from their incredibly great album, Chutes Too Narrow. I really like that song, I love that album. I love everything The Shins have ever put out. They have a new EP out. It's pretty cool. It's got a single from that record and another live version of New Slang. I guess they figure we have to play New Slang every single time we play anywhere, so we might as well put a recording of it on every single thing we release. That's my reasoning. I don't know what their reasoning is. All right. Up next, a band from Dallas, Texas. They're called Cowboys and Indians. They have broken up, but they had some success back in the 90s, and they had this awesome song about a little fat boy. That's right, this song is called Roly Poly. It's from an album that you could probably only buy in used record stores in Dallas at this point, called Seen Heard. It was put out by the Dallas Observer, a local sort of alternative weekly. But it was a local music CD, and it's probably long gone. But you can download the MP3 from the Sounds of My Head website, because I love you. That's right, here we go. Let's take a listen right here in this episode to the Cowboys and Indians and Roly Poly. Where else but the Sounds of My Head?
Taters, hungry every minute of the day. Roll.
Napoli, gnawing on a biscuit. As long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. Roly-poly, daddy's little fatty. I bet he's gonna be a man someday. Roly-poly, scrambled eggs for breakfast, bread and jelly 20 times a day. Roly-poly, eats a hearty dinner, it takes lots of strength to run and play. Pulls up weeds and he does the chores, runs both ways through all the stores, he works up an appetite that way. Roly-poly, daddy's little fatty, I bet he's gonna be a man someday.
That's why I'm a comedian. I look back on it and I think that he was always playing these practical jokes on me all the time. And I remember one time so vividly, I was 7 years old and I was in the backyard playing, real hot sunny day, about 97, 98. Not real humid, it was hot though. But anyway, so I went into the kitchen to pour a glass of lemonade. In the kitchen was my dad, my mom, all my brothers and sisters just standing there staring at me about to start laughing. I'm like, what? You know, because I was seven. And so my dad said, Ellen, honey, we've never liked you as well as the other children, so we've sold you to a tribe of Iroquois Indians. They'll be here to pick you up in about an hour. We're going to go to the Ice Capades. Bye-bye. Good luck. So I lived in the Orogenes Mountains for about 9 years with the Iroquois, learning basket weaving and pottery making. It was customary to marry within the tribe at 13 and have several papooses, which I did. Anyway, 9 years later, here comes trudging up the mountains, my dad, my mom, all my brothers and sisters carrying a big thing of lemonade. Of course, we didn't recognize them. We're shooting them with bows and arrows and everything, but they get up to the top. We're just kidding. We love you. You're ours. Come on home. And we went home and laughed and laughed and laughed. He was always joking around. I remember one day I was coming home from kindergarten. Well, they told me it was kindergarten. I found out later I'd been working in a factory for 2 years. A nut, really. He was just something.
All I want to do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes while I was driving in my car. All I want to do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes while I was driving in my car. All I wanna do is to exit, so I go to where I can get off. On a curve through the shoulder, there's no parking in that trough. So I drive around all day, calming atmospheric haze, till I wanna get on again. Then all I have to say is, all I wanna do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes while I was driving in my car. All I wanna do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes driving in my car. Whoever you are, I wanna thank you. Whoever you are, I wanna thank you. Whoever you are, I wanna thank you. Whoever you are. let me change lanes while I was driving in my car. All I wanna do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes while I was driving in my car. All I wanna do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are. You let me change lanes while I was driving.
That was Geggy Ta. And they said thank you a whole bunch of times in that song, but the song was actually called Whoever You Are from their 1996 album Sacred Cow. They have another album that came out more recently called Into the O, which was a super great record. I really liked that album. I liked it more than Sacred Cow, but I love Whoever You Are. It was a sort of success, finding itself on mainstream radio a little bit here and there. Geggy Ta is pretty cool. I don't know if they're still around or not, because they only release albums once every 7 years or something, so no telling what's going on with Geggy Ta, but they're pretty fun if you like that song. All right, up next, it's a band called Pansy Division. They're kind of a punk rock band, and they're very, very gay. That's kind of their whole thing. They're like, look at how gay we are. That's, I guess, all I have to say about that. But this song is really, really funny. It's called Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other, and it's from their album Pile Up. Pansy Division, Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. Where else but the sounds in my head?
There's many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he don't comprehend. Well, small town don't like it when somebody falls between sexes. No, small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men. Well, I believe in my soul that inside every man there's a feminine. And inside every lady there's a deep manly voice loud and clear. Well, a cowboy may brag about things that he does with his women. But the ones who brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think those saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels towards his brother. Inside every cowboy there's a lady who'd love to slip out. Well, 10 men for each woman was the rule way back when on the prairie. Yet somehow those cowboys must have kept themselves warm late at night. Well, cowboys are famous for getting riled up about fairies. But I'll tell you the reason a big strong man gets so uptight. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. That's why they wear leather and Levi's with belts buckled tight. There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels towards his brother. There's many a cowboy who's more like a lady at night. Well, there's always somebody who says what the others just whisper. And mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. When you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. Don't mess with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. Even though they take speed and drive pickups and shoot their big guns. There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels towards his brother. There's many a cowboy who keeps quiet about things he's done.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Knives Out by Christopher O'Reilly, a Radiohead cover. I also talked over Thank You, the Deep Dish remix by Dido. Music I'm talking over right now is Roll Credits by Kid Koala. Have a good week. We'll see you next week on The Sounds of My Head.